Welcome to the FaithBridge 2026 Lent Podcast. It's Michael Rafferty here, and I'm joined by Anna Cowper-Smith. We're so glad you've tuned in. It's week three of Lent and our Walking with Jesus sermon series, which means there is still time to join the Light Up the City initiative as we partner with Houston Church Planters Network in our goal of 100,000 miles prayer walked across the city. Simply go to faithbridge.org/Lent to get the links and get to walking. If you're looking for last week's sermon, you can find it just one episode back. Today, we'll be guiding you through a time of prayer, whether you're walking right now or preparing your heart for prayer.
We'll be following the walk framework: worship, ask, listen, know. Remembering to be still and know that God is in control. Joining us today is FaithBridge Communications Director Hannah Connor. Hannah will start us off by sharing a devotional on launching out in faith, which will prepare our hearts for today's prayer walk.
I've noticed that as believers, we tend to go through different stages as we walk with the Lord. Often when we're just launching into a relationship with Jesus, we feel excitement thinking of all the things we might do for the Lord, all the places he might lead us. But as we go on, that enthusiasm can fade a little bit and we settle down into a more or less normal, predictable life and routine. In his book, The Screwtape Letters, C.S. Lewis writes in the voice of an older, more experienced devil writing to a younger one just after the man he's in charge of has become a Christian. He gives this advice to the young devil. In a week or two, you will be making him doubt whether the first days of his Christianity were not perhaps a little excessive. Talk to him about moderation in all things. If you can once get him to the point of thinking religion is all very well up to a point, you can feel quite happy about his soul. A moderated religion is as good for us as no religion at all. We often start our faith with passion and even abandon, but that fervor can fade. And where once we might have leapt at the idea that God might call us into service, into something new, these days we hesitate. That hesitation, that tiny voice that tells us all things in moderation, don't get carried away, don't do anything foolish. I think it can get a hold of us in a few ways, and I want to notice two real quickly. The first comes when we're still learning to hear God's voice. We're looking, listening, we want God to speak, but we want to be sure that we're hearing him before we launch out. We want certainty. And that's not a bad instinct. Scripture actually encourages us to seek wise counsel when we're unsure. It's smart to invite a trusted, more mature believer into the conversation. They can help us test what we think we're hearing. They can point out if something doesn't line up with the character of God revealed in Scripture, or if we might be mistaking our own desires for his voice. But even the wisest friend can't remove the uncertainty completely. They can help us discern, but they can't finally say, oh yes, this is definitely God. Some of that uncertainty is still ours to carry. I think of Gideon here. God called him into something big and intimidating, and Gideon wanted God to pass all these tests to prove he was really speaking. Make it rain only on this sheepskin, not on the ground, and then reverse it. He wanted certainty before obedience. But it doesn't work that way. Now, it's a little different once we've spent 10, 15 years walking with Jesus, learning his voice. Then we tend to have a different hesitation. We've learned to identify God's voice, so when he speaks, we know it. We no longer need that certainty. We have it. What we want is clarity. We want to understand. What he's telling us needs to make sense. It needs to fit our life, not cause too much chaos. Here, I think of Mary, the mother of Jesus, when the angel appeared to her and announced she would give birth to the Messiah. And her questions, basically, how's that going to work? She didn't doubt that it was the Lord, but she was hoping for understanding before obedience. When she didn't get it, she obeyed anyway. We can get sidelined in our faith when we refuse to move into what God's calling us to because we want certainty before obedience and because we want clarity before obedience. But there's always going to be an element of risk when we launch out in faith following God's call. And I know some of you understand that all too well, because some of you didn't hesitate when God challenged you to step out in faith. You prayed, you listened, you obeyed, You took a risk because you believed God was leading you there. Maybe you felt called to start something, a business, a ministry, a marriage, and it failed. Maybe you took a job because God opened a door and it turned out to be rough. Maybe you gave or served and it cost you financially, emotionally, relationally, and now you're thinking, no way I'm doing that again. Well, I think that God has a question for all of us wherever we fall on that spectrum of hesitation. It's a question he's asked me to wrestle with before, and it's this. How much mystery are you willing to live with in our relationship? If you follow Jesus long enough, he will lead you straight off the edges of the map you have for your life. And to live a life of faith, we have to push past the uncertainty and the desire to understand it all. We have to be grounded in the conviction that God is good and trustworthy, even when he's mysterious. Author and missionary Jim Elliott once prayed, "Forgive me for being so ordinary while claiming to know so extraordinary a God." Maybe the most extraordinary thing we can do today is to take the next step of obedience. Even if we don't have certainty, even if we don't understand everything, even if the road ahead feels mysterious. Because stepping out in faith is simply trusting that the God who called us will meet us on the road ahead.
Amen. What a strong word. There is so much about God that we will never really understand. And that calls us to just be in awe of him. And not only to obey him, but also to worship. What a strong word, and what a strong lead-in to the first step of our walk prayer framework. We're going to start off by singing a song that we sang in service on Sunday, and we hope you'll sing along with us today again, or simply allow these words to serve as a prayer over you.
I will call upon you.
now we'll enter the ask portion of our prayer. Today, we'll be praying for three areas: personal renewal, our communities, our families, neighbors, and coworkers, and our city. First, let's pray for personal renewal. Ask God to show you where you are not fully trusting Him and to renew your dependence on His Spirit. Now let's pray for our community. Ask God to make communities of believers across the city witnesses to peace that surpasses understanding, even in the chaos of this world. Finally, let's pray for our city. Ask God to open the eyes of people across the city to see that He alone is the hope for healing, reconciliation, and provision. Amen.
Now we enter a time of listening. Ask God to speak to your heart through scripture, a prompting, or a burden for someone in your life. Let's pray together. Father, we come into stillness before you, just as Jesus did. Your word says that your sheep hear your voice. You're the good shepherd. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Thank you, Lord, for meeting us in this quiet moment. We love you, and we thank you for speaking to us. To conclude our time of listening, we'll now pray an ancient prayer, one that believers have prayed for generations. Lent reminds us that we're part of a long heritage of faithful Christians who have walked with Jesus before us. This is the prayer for service passed down to us from Teresa of Avila. Govern everything by your wisdom, O Lord, so that my soul may always be serving you in the way you will and not as I choose. Let me die to myself so that I may serve you. Let me live to you, who are life itself. Amen.
Amen. And finally, we come to know, to be still and remember that God truly is God. We'll close with these words from Ephesians 3:20-21. Now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us on this walk journey today. Our next Lent podcast episode will release next Wednesday morning. In the meantime, we look forward to worshiping with you this Sunday, and we encourage you to continue prayer walking as we light up the city this season. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face shine upon you as you go about your day. Thanks for listening.